Brad Davison joins us. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. Just on that, the Cricket World Cup. Fancy having a Cricket World Cup in England, fair dinkum, with all this bloody rain. I suppose we're used to it in England. It always happens.
Yeah, they've lost a lot of matches, haven't they? And it was also early in their summer to sort of start staging that World Cup. But we've got the Ashes coming up on August 1, so we look forward to that. The two-day carnival, let's hope there's good weather in Grafton. The Ramorny today, care to think, is the $3.60 favourite.
Yeah, obviously needs that improving track, which they should get today. There has been wet up there, but the weather looks pretty good over the next few days. And waking up this morning, we are on a soft six there at Grafton, so that track has bounced back really quickly. So we'll be interested to see how it plays. Care to think he's obviously coming off that bit of a break and see how he goes in the Ramorny. Good day to kick off the two-day carnival. It's always an outstanding meeting, an outstanding carnival. If you've never been, I urge you to get up there and enjoy it. I was up there a few years ago and been waiting to go back ever since. So, haven't had a chance to have a look at the Ramorny and the Grafton Guineas. Have all been focusing on Warwick Farm. But, looking forward to seeing how both of those races unfold. And the first of the two-day carnival, no doubt, will be featured heavily on the Sky Racing platform today.
And we know where Zoo Style is heading to now.
Yeah, this unbeaten horse from Queensland, a very promising sprinter. There was news out yesterday that he's going to run in the Concord Stakes in Sydney on September 7th. So that's going to be his return race. He's obviously won the six from six to date. And look, there's some differing opinions around how good he actually is. Some people think he's going to be very, very good, and others think he's been very well placed today. So I think we'll find out more in the spring when he comes down here. There's nowhere to hide, that's for sure. So he's been well managed. He's been well looked after, given every chance, given time. He's had obviously that little setback in the winter, which meant that he was held back and only had the one run there. So we'll see him in the spring and hopefully he has a big spring.
Yeah, the Concord's one of those races. You see a lot of good horses returning. You see a lot of good horses with good first up records. The only problem is you've got to pick which one you want to have a bet on, but it's where a lot of them will start their campaigns. What about Andrew Atkins?
Yeah, he's one of a number of jockeys out at the moment with injuries. We always such a dangerous sport and can happen to our jockeys. And look, he had his second physiotherapist session yesterday, I believe, as he begins that slow process to full recovery. Andrew Bezzi gave us a bit of an update there on Twitter yesterday. He said he's still getting some pain from that April 13 fall during the championships, of course, where he suffered facial fractures and eye socket injuries. So no date yet on Andrew's return to the saddle, but look, he's getting there slowly, and our thoughts continue to be with him and all the jockeys out there fighting and rehabilitating from injuries.
What's your best at Warwick Farm today?
Look, I was really keen on one, but unfortunately it was scratched. I really like Warbaron in race one. I was shocked he wasn't favourite. I thought he would definitely start favourite today and would be very, very hard to beat. But woke up this morning, he's been scratched. So assume there's something might have happened there. Unfortunately, hopefully nothing serious. Hopefully it's not a major setback, but it did look a perfect race for him today. So we'll have to wait another day for Warbaron. So I've gone with, that was the one I was really keen on. The rest of the meeting I thought was sort of small plays right throughout. So I've just made it race five, number 10, Black and Tan. I like the way this mare's been going. She won two back at Scone, then runner-up to Unguarded the other day in solid time on the Kensington track. The only concern I've got is barrier one. Generally, Warwick Farm plays in the middle of the track, so we need Timmy Clark to produce a perler there, get this horse to the middle, but she's really well weighted with 55.5 against these. Some of these are carrying big weights, and if she can get to that middle of the track, she has a nice turn of foot and hopefully can finish home over the top of them.
All right. Just really quickly, mate, too, I should know this. How did Stephen Baster go in Ninja Warrior? Or what's it called?
Yeah, Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior on the weekend. He was he due to compete on Sunday, wasn't he?
I saw that he's involved in it, but I must admit, reality TV watching, or not even reality TV. I don't see a lot of TV. It's either cricket or tennis, and that's about as far as I go.
Well, I didn't see it last night because I was watching the cricket.
Okay, it was on again last night. Yeah, I was watching the cricket too.
So I'll have a look. I'll get back to you, Terry.
I reckon he'd go all right. I reckon he'd go all right.
Got
at
good
that.
Strength, you reckon?
Oh, what about the power to weight ratio? Oh. Enormous.
Why don't we do an Australian Ninja Warrior for the jockeys to see which is the strongest jockey out there?
Fast and strong. Good on you, Brad.
Thanks, guys.